So today, Daf is Daf Ayin Gimel. It's a very, very provocative number because we started off with that and started coming into Eretz Yisrael with that. So let's not forget good old Og. And we have been in the middle of a fascinating sugya that has left us really up in the air. We have no idea what's going on if you think about it. And I'd like to remind you what the problems here are. First of all, we read in the Mishnah yesterday a two-step issue. Someone is mekadesh a woman with a condition. And the condition is he doesn't want her to have any nidorim. Fine. Now, halacha is if there's a nidorim, the condition is annulled. She was never married. Obviously, she doesn't need a get in a mekadesh. How about, continues the Mishnah, konsestan? So then the halacha is if there turn out to be nidorim, then she doesn't get a ketuvah, but she still needs a get. Okay. First of all, our problem is that one case or is that two cases? Does it mean that subsequent to being Makadisha with the Tanai, he then goes ahead and takes it to the Chuppah and never mentions the Tanai again? Or is this a separate case? He was Makadisha woman, case one. Nadarm were found on her, she goes out. Case two, he was Mikones a woman to the Chuppah without making any kind of Tanai. So then Halach is that she loses her ketuvah if she has Nadarm. Not clear at all what the Mishnah means. The other issue is, whatever the Mishnah means, how do we explain the fact that if we're willing to say that the Kedushin was a Kedushin, this Chuppah was a Chuppah, however we understand the case, enough that she should need a get, so why isn't it enough to give her a Ketuvah? I mean, Mamonoshok, if the person had in mind that in any event, he wants to be Kodeshim, so apparently there's no longer a problem, for whatever reason. So why would that affect only the chiyuv of giving her a get and not affect the question of whether she gets a ketuvah? It seems to be that we're grabbing the string at both ends. Those are the two issues that we're going to have to discuss today. Yesterday we sort of smoothed it over. And we smoothed it over by saying, well, when it comes to taking mammon out from somebody, there you have to know better in order to have a ketuvah. It's sort of, that may be true, and we'll see today that it's not as far that the Gemara ignores. However, there's many other issues that are involved. Now, let's consider for a moment what it is that we need to take into consideration in the event that the Mishnah is meant all to be one case. So originally it was Mekadesher. If he never went to the Chuppah, so then we could say, okay, he said Beferish no Nadarim, there are Nadarim, Kaput, no Pedushin. I mean, it's like any other Kenyan on a Tanai. And if the Tanai doesn't work, so the Kenyan is bought. Obviously, no Kedushin, no Ksuva, nothing to discuss about it. So, suppose he goes ahead now and he's Kones or Stam. What might be the reason that things were changed and that now he requires Kedushin? So one reason might be that, look, if he doesn't say anything about it again, and he was willing to consummate the marriage without finding out, and only later finds out, apparently he no longer cares. But the problem with that is, so then why when it comes to the ketuvah, don't we say the same thing? Why do we split it? The other way of saying it would be, and this is a fascinating idea, is that maybe ein hachinami, it's not that he's given up on his son. Truth is, he does not want a wife that has nadar, as he said. And he never said otherwise. Now, however, he is going to bed with her.
Please repeat that last.
That he might have been Mocha? One way of understanding that if it was Konsestan, that since he didn't mention it's Tanai again, he figures, look, if I'm going to actually consummate the marriage, I mean, I'm going to take a girl to bed without, you know, finding out. If I didn't bother finding out, it means, you know what, it's okay, I like her, and I'm being Mocha my Tanai. Right? But the problem with that is, then he should have been Merkel it's Tanai vis-a-vis the Ketuvah also. And yet, for some reason, we say, although you need a get, you don't need a Ketuvah. So that doesn't seem to make much sense. The other way of learning it is that the guy is thinking to himself like this. Okay, I really don't know enough about her to be sure she doesn't have any nadarim. But, on the other hand, a lot of pressure here. I got to go through with this chuppah. So, what am I going to take a girl to bed and it's going to be znus? I mean, I'm not that kind of person. You know what? I have in mind to be Makadisher with this bia, in order that our sleeping together should not be just Znut Ba'alma. So I don't like the idea of Znut Ba'alma. However, as everybody knows, I do not want a wife with Nadarim. And therefore, although I was Makadisher, but she never became my wife to get a Ketuvah. So this becomes now a Kiddushi bia. Separate act completely. This guy's a real Lamban, I understand. But okay, I mean, when it comes to issues of Kiddushin and Snut, I mean, that's not so unusual. So that's two possible ways of learning. Now, the first thing, the way the Gemara gets into this is by bringing up a machloket that seems to have been said not in context of our Mishnah. There was a general machlokas Rav and Shmuel, which actually we've had before in a different context, which is why the Gemara is going to question why we need it twice. Once upon a time, we had a machlokas between Rav and Shmuel about what the halakha is when somebody takes a katana with a kedusha derabbanan, and then she grows up. She's now a gedola. The shaila is whether when she became a gedola, did he have in mind, well, now she's a gedola, if I'm going to sleep with her, let it be with shame kedusha. Or is he just, he's basically figuring, I've been married to this girl for 5 years, but all of a sudden I'm going to start thinking about being makadisher because that was a derabbanan, this is the eh. Now, there too we have a machlokas. It's a very similar machlokas. In other words, I'm in a state in which there's not really a full kedushin, and now I'm going to be sleeping with her. I have an opportunity for that bia to be an act of kedushin. Do I use it or not? So we had that machlokas earlier about what the din would be, and we'll refer to it over here. This seems to be very much the same issue. I have a kedushin with a woman. I made a condition in it that I don't really know whether it's been fulfilled. I'm going to take her to bed. What do I have in mind? To make a new kedushin? Because I don't want to be left hanging? Or do I really mean to say, well, it's probably okay. Just not back to time. It's been okay until now. It'll be okay. All right. So now let's start with the Machlokas Rav and Shmuel. And then it'll refer back to our Mishnah, obviously, because it has immense implications if I don't understand the Mishnah. So now, Itma. Just as a ma'amar between Amoraim, we had the following Machlokas. Ki chal tnai, a man is a Mekadesh, a woman with a clear-cut condition. So this condition, like in our Mishnah, no nedarim. He then goes ahead, v'kansas tam, he takes her to the chuppah without mentioning again anything about this tznai. So Rav Amar, if it turns out that the tznai was not makuyam, and that he did in fact take a woman with nedarim, tzrichay men a get. She's going to need a get, and it's not annulled because he didn't mention the tznai again. V'shmuel Amar, ina tzrichay men a get. Since he said clearly that he does not want to take a woman as a wife who has nedarim, so even though he slept with her, obviously didn't mean to take her without taking the condition that tonight. So again, we have two possible explanations. Either that he was mochel the tonight, because he took her in according to Rav, which Shmuel disagrees with, or that his intent was not to sleep loosely with a woman, but that the act of bia should be an act of kiddush. Omar Abaye, lo teimatai me de Rav, kivan shekonsa stam echuli achle le tonight. Don't entertain the notion that Rav's svara for saying that she needs a get is because of the fact that he no longer cares, because he would have mentioned it again. Since he didn't mention it again, and he took her as a wife, so apparently he now likes her enough to say that, you know what, forget about it. That's not the reason. It's the other reason. It's because since he's going to be sleeping with her, he does not want for this to be just a loose relationship. He's uncomfortable with the possibility that the tznai was not mekuyam. So he's thinking to himself, look, in case she does have nedarim, I want this to be a kedushin. But certainly when it comes to what I have in mind in terms of keeping her as a wife and giving her a ketuvah and all of that, I made it very clear that I don't want a wife with nedarim. And if it turns out that our kedushin with the original ketuvah, itchayvut, and so on, was wrong, that's batul mevoto. What about this new kedushin? This new kedushin, it was just in order shalot bilato bilatzut. That's what Rav's reasoning is. The difference between these two explanations, says Rashi, is the obvious difference. If it's that he was mercholitz tonight, so then we should need a ketuvah also. I no longer care. If it's because he actually made a new kedushin, okay, so then it wouldn't affect the ketuvah. He made it very, very clear that he doesn't want to keep a wife anyway that has a dorm. He'll give her a get. But it never meant to take her to keep her. Now, the problem, that's how Rashi understands the circuit.
In that case, is the kedushin like a one-time thing?
It's as long as I want to sleep with her, and then I'll give her a get. But I have no intention of taking her into my home and giving her a chuppah and all business. Forget about it.
Marriage minus.
Yeah, like exactly. It's like an arus.
A kosher one-night stand.
But that, I mean, every kedushin would be as a kosher one-night stand. I mean, right now, what are you going to do? You're still supposed to go to the chuppah. I mean, that's the question in kedushin. We'll see about whether bia can make a chuppah too. Now, Rashi understands, therefore, the difference between one approach, that is the approach of mechila, and the other approach, which is Eina Damo Sevi Latobi Latzinut, is in terms of ketubah. That's the difference. Says Tosus, how could that be the difference? If that's the difference, then all you need to do is read the Mishnah, and you already know about it. Because if you're telling me that as soon as I say that the Sfarah would be Akhle Litznoi, that the Din would be, that you would need a Ketuvah, so I look at the Mishnah, and the Mishnah says, no Ketuvah, you only need a get. So, I mean, what's he coming to tell me? I can also read the Mishnah. It says this Beferish in the Mishnah. How could therefore that be the Nafkamina? Right? It's Pshita that it can't be because of Mechila. So there must be another Nafkamina. Not the Nafkamina Mechila, it's not. What about the Mishnah? So what would have been the Avamina Lamaisa way for me? If there was Mechila, wouldn't it be true that there should be a Ketuvah? And therefore, that Mamonavshach, that can't be the Pshat in the Mishnah. Well, that's not necessarily true. Because there might be an Afkamina if he was Kansa, but he wasn't Ba. Because maybe he just went to the Chuppah. And in fact, that would Gufa be just as an Afkamina. So if it's in Adama Sabila Tobila Tznud, so then that's only if he was actually Ba. If the Svara would be in terms of the Mechila, so then it would be that maybe it was Machniser, right? But he didn't yet do the Be'ila to be now indicate that would be the Halacha L'gavi Yisksuda. Okay. Comes on Rabbi to say, you shouldn't think that there was Mechila at all, even L'gavi, the commitment to the Kiddushin, to the Nisui. It's only because Ein Adam Osebi L'tobi L'tzu. According to Tosfos, that would mean that L'maisa, if he wasn't Be'il and he was just Konas, that the Mishnah wasn't talking about that case. Asks the Gemara, but this machlokas of Rav and Shmuel, if that's how you understand it, we already had. We had this back in Yavamis, remember? The Itmar, Ketana Shalom Yana. So we got a marriage of a Ketana which has been a Rabbanit. She was never Mima'inet in her husband, and now she grows up. She's now a Gedola, and they've been living together as man and wife for the past 5 years. He started with when she was 10, and now she's 15. So now, obviously, she ought to be, if he wanted to, Mikudeshet Midiyoraita. What happened is that she went ahead and she accepted now a marriage from somebody else after she's 15, right? So va'amda v'nisit. So Rav says, well, she's an eshetish. What's there to discuss? Why, she doesn't need a get for the second guy. Nitzuchem and a get. She went ahead and basically was mizana. V'shmul amar, no, she still needs a get for the second guy. Why? Again, because clearly Shmuel holds that any relationship that follows an original Kedushin is based on the original Kedushin. So if the original Kedushin were a Drabbanan, so it continues to be a Drabbanan. Where was he ever now? Mekadesh or Midiyoraita? He doesn't sit around thinking about the dinim that, oh, when I married her before, it was only her mother who gave her to me. He's just used to having a wife. And so his intent, every time he sleeps with her, is that how lovely it is to once again live with my wife. What's wrong with that? What Rav is clearly saying, now wait a minute, the guy, the moment that she becomes a Gedola, he thinks to himself, oh, now I have an opportunity to have a condition to Yoraita. I don't want my Be'ila to be Be'ila Znut, so to speak, at some level, because there's no condition to Yoraita. The Rabbana gave me the right to sleep with her as a Ketana, but now I would like to have a real wife, so I'll go ahead now and have the intent of taking her as a wife with Yoraita. Now, the first time she becomes Bat Mitzvah, now if I'm going to sleep with her again, it's going to be a Yoraita. Same machlokas, right? Does a person have in mind not to make bilato bilatznut or not? Exactly the same machlokas. Why would by his saying that Rav and Shmuel argue twice about the same thing? So Shmuel and Tzricha, man, again, answers the Gemara. Tzricha, no. You need to have both of these cases because itmar bahi, bahikam Rav mishum deleka tnaa. Wait a second. In the case of a ketana, well, obviously there was no tnai mentioned. It's not like we have to consider the fact that something hasn't changed. It's not. Everybody knows that initially she was a Ketana, so therefore, in this case, he wants to have Kedushin with a Gedola. Why not? But Behadi Iketana, over here, why should we say that the guy has in mind that even though he initially made a condition, that now, nonetheless, you know what, I'll make a new Kedushin. That's a little bit crazy. You're going to make a new Kedushin in order to require a new get, and yet not be merciful on its standards. I mean, that's not at all clear. You see, I mean, as long as the woman was a Ketana, basically all along he's just been waiting for the day that he can make her his wife. But you can't say that about this case. If you're not going to say Mechila, it means that the guy still is very reluctant to commit himself to this woman. So, okay, why should I say that according to Rav? Therefore, he definitely intends to now take her once again as a wife. Therefore, I need this case to tell me, even here, where there was a Farish at Tanai, and we don't believe it was Mechila on the Tanai when it comes to Mormonists, Nonetheless, big Kiddush, Rav is telling you that Afal Pikein, the guy was definitely Boyal Lashem Kiddushin because Ein Adam Osebi Yelato Biladzinut. Now let's say, what if it said that, okay, this case, Yitmar Vaha. I would say, okay, in this case, Shmuel says, look, if the guy openly said he has a condition, and he's not being Boyal for the condition, why would he want now to make a new condition when he really is not committed to taking her as a wife? I don't hold that. But in the other case, Bahach, where he knew the whole time that she was only married to him, Minirabana, so why wouldn't we say that he wants not to be married to Yerayis? Obviously, he desires to have the deeper relationship with this as deep as possible. When she was a Ketana, all he had was Kedusha to Rabbana. Now that she's a Gedela, maybe he's been waiting the past 3 years for her bat mitzvah so that he can have a full-class wife. Why wouldn't Shmuel be made that? Therefore, I need to know both cases in order to be Begala, the das of each one. Okay. So now, let's look at the Mishnah and see how this fits into the Mishnah. As we mentioned earlier, there's two completely different ways of understanding the Mishnah. So it's not, Konses tam v'nimtzu aleha nedarim, teitzei shelo biktuvah. The guy went ahead, took her, now, without mentioning the Tanai, so she goes out without the Ketuvah. Now, how do you explain that? Ketuvah de Loboy. So all you're saying is she doesn't need a Ketuvah. It's very clear that she needs a get. And, I mean, the simple way of reading the Mishnah is that this is all one case. He was Bekadish, a woman, and then he went ahead with Kansar without mentioning the Tanai. The halacha is that he needs to give her a get. Shmuel says, you don't need to give her a get. Isn't that what Shmuel said about the case of the Ketana and so on? The person does not have in mind to go ahead, not in the case of the Ketana, who went ahead and took a second Kedushin, and not in the case over here, where Kichal Tznai becomes a Stam. And the Mishnah says, the fair is not like that. Kichal Tznai, Shein Alein Adorim, continues the Mishnah, becomes a Stam, the halacha is that she doesn't have a Ksuvah. What she doesn't have a Ksuvah, she didn't have a get. Ah, but she does need a get. To you, to the Shmuel. How exactly could Shmuel learn our Mishnah and still believe that when a person goes ahead after making a Tznai, that he doesn't have in mind now, if he's Baal, he doesn't have in mind for Kedusha. So why do you need a get? Obviously, we know the answer, right? Obviously, according to Shmuel, we're going to have to say that the Mishnah is talking about two unrelated cases. One case, a case where he did a Kedusha on a Tanai, and then even if he had been Kansa, the Halacha would have been, but not that the Mishnah discusses this, but even if he had been Kansa, the Halacha would have been no get, no Ksuva, nothing, was all on the Das of the original Tanai that he took. Second case, man who doesn't mention a dorm and never did mention a dorm. When Adam was kind of a woman, there's a certain norm. Norm is a woman shouldn't have the dorm on her, and then we're talking about these nadorim that are shaloh chal basar, that I'm not going to be mitkashetet, big day tzivonim, and so on. Guy doesn't want that. It's commonly understood that a guy doesn't want that. Why then would you need a get and just accept or not? That we'll have to discuss later on. So, okay, and that's what Shmuel is going to have to say. Lo. It's talking about a second case in which the Kiddushin was also without mentioning any Tanai, and then he went to the Chuppah without mentioning any Tanai. So, Kichastam, Vekonsastam. What's the difference between the Get and the Ketuvah? You're telling me that there's an understood, an Umdana, that a person is Makbe. The Gemara is going to be bothered by this. We'll later on give us some insight into that. But let's hold off on that question for a moment. Let's try to see whether this is supportable in the Mishnah. I'll leave it there. What are you saying, says the Gemara? Okay, let me just get this straight. That in a case, you're saying that Kicha Altznai, Vekonsa Stan, the din would have been that she does not even require a get. That's what you're saying. Now, man, that is a heck of a Kiddush. I mean, when you come along and you write a Mishnah like this, and you tell me Kiddushin, and then Lo Tzrichai Mena Get. Konsa Stan. I mean, what is a person supposed to think? He's obviously going to think, oh, so in other words, you're telling me what the din would be if I went ahead and was kones, what happened to my original tznai? So you're telling me, no, that's not what it's come. Okay, so now we're leaving it up to my imagination, right? Well, my imagination is going to say, now, wait a second. If the only case that the Tanakh could come up with konsa was a case where there had never been a nadarim, so then that leads me to think that in a case where I had been mekadesher with a tznai about nadarim, and then was kineser, that I certainly, in that case, would have what? Tell me. Why don't you tell me? You leave me up in the air on that? Why don't you say it, says the Gemara. Adetani, instead of telling me a separate case, You say, Mekadesh et Isha, Manat Shein Alem Nadar Nimsa, Enim Mekadeshet. Okay? Second case, Konsistan. Why don't you continue that case to tell me this immense Kaddish, according to Shmuel? That even though I went ahead and took it to the chuppah and I was boiler and everything, I never forgot about my wonderful Tanai, she doesn't even need to get. And that's a remarkable thing. Guy living together as man and wife for 3 years suddenly discovers his Nadarim. No, it's all annulled, goes back in the original Kaddish. That doesn't need to be said. Litnei, say a case in which we continue on with the saga of the guy who was Mekadesh with a Tanai, who then went ahead to Konsistan, and into Alei Nedarim, say this unbelievable Kiddush, that she was never married to him. She was never even an Arusa. She doesn't require a get. How come you don't say that? I mean, the Koshikin, huh? I mean, this case in that the Mishnah is saying, where he was never Konis, I mean, obviously, I don't even need to mention that. You make two separate cases, a case where there's only Kiddush. I mean, this is not even a big Kiddush, a case where there's only Kiddush. Tell me, in a case where there's Kiddush and Kinnas L'chupa, instead, what, you change gears in the middle? Tell me some cheap Kiddush about an obvious thing where a person makes a tnai that the tnai holds. Thank you very much. Then you tell me another case about Stam Kansa, where you had an opportunity to say Kansa in that same case of Kiddushim? Oh, no, no. Impossible. You should, because then the first case would be obvious. Mekoshkin, huh? So Shmuel, gentlemen, you're being a little simplistic about the Mishnah. When you read a Mishnah like this, it's mitpareshet in both directions, obviously. The way to understand the Mishnah is this. That's what it's saying. The Mishnah is saying, then even if Kansa, which is the next case, even Kansa Stam in Imtzul Nadorim, Eina Mekudeshes. But Kansa Stam, meaning, on the other hand, if it was both Kitcha Stam and Kansa Stam, then Tetzei Shalom Mekuvah. That's what it means. The Mishnah basically tickles you into recognizing that you've got to understand the Kansa Stam as being a given in the first case too. So it's telling you two cases, half of each case. The first case, it's telling you the Kiddushin part. If I had gone ahead and I made a Tanai in the Kiddushin, that's enough to define the Nisuin. Now I'm telling you, if I didn't define anything in the Nisuin, obviously, and I hadn't in the Kiddushin, because I've already told you that the Kiddushin defines the whole thing, so then this would be the Halacha. So then the imagination, you use your imagination to stick in the missing pieces, basically. Each case is talking about half of the case. That's how to read the Mishnah. Okay, says the Gemara. Let's say that's how to read the Mishnah. Explain to me the difference between the get and the ketuvah. This I don't understand. Umayshna ketuvah de lo boy. You're saying he doesn't need a ketuvah because according to Shmuel he always had in mind his original tnai and he was ever meichel and so on. So he doesn't need the ketuvah. Why? The Yomar Efshi beisha nadranit. I don't want a woman who has nadarim on her, right? So then he also get nami loti boy. I understand. So you're telling me it's an umdana that a guy would not have taken a woman, even though he didn't make it tonight. A guy would not have taken a woman. We all understand that it's a given if she had a net of this type. No, so then she doesn't need to get either. I mean, either it is an umdana or it's not an umdana. I'd be half an umdana. So get nami loti boy. On my rabbi, you're right. The truth is she doesn't really need to get either. The only reason that we require a get is because tricha get midivrehem. Tricha get midivrehem. What we're talking about, says Rabbah, is not a real need for a get, but a derabbana. Because since it isn't evident why she's going out, and people are going to be shocked, what, you mean you can change your mind? You can say, I don't like her? So memela, the rabbana were mechayev a get because the man in the street doesn't recognize the umdana. Fine.
The umdana could okay the kedushin was the raisa.
There wasn't a kedushin. It's not okra or anything. There never was a kedushin.
Because the umdana, we said there was a kedushin.
It's the equivalent of making a condition. An umdana creates an understood condition. I never would have taken a woman like this. Rava says no. That's not the point. The point is that Tana svuki misapta. Actually, it's what we were talking about yesterday. The Tana isn't quite sure whether this is 100% a reliable thing on a stamoda, that it's an umdana mamish, that he shouldn't even require a get. You know what? Minasafik, let him give a get. But when it comes to a ksuva, can't say minasafik, let him pay a ksuva. When it comes to mamon, obviously we can't be machman him to pay. So gabi isura, okay, gabi mamona lakula. I mean, if you want to prove that he owes the money, go prove he owes the money. There's no way to prove he owes the money. But gabi isura, since when it comes to the question of an eshetish, we're not going to let her just walk out. Over there will be machma to require a get. So this is the rather complicated fashion in which Abaya understands now the whole sugya. This is the Machlokas Rav and Shmuel, whether Adam Isa Bilato Bilatznut. It occurs in two places. I'll give you a tzricha, so why it occurs in two places. As far as I understand the Mishnah is actually two separate cases, according to Shmuel, and it's meant to leave it up to your imagination to insert the missing information and so on. A little bit clumsy. Rava Amar, Rava says it's a complete misunderstanding of the Machlokas. Rava, it's a complete misunderstanding. Machloket b'ta'ut shtei nashim. You misunderstood Rav and Shmuel completely. We're not talking about the same woman, gentlemen. Not the same woman. These are not two separate cases about if he took woman X with a Tanai, if he took woman X without a Tanai, if he took woman X and then with cuts. There's two separate people here. So we're talking about Machloket b'ta'ut shtei nashim. So let's say he first takes a woman, he takes this Leah, and he says, I'm only taking you a manat she'ena layach nidorim. Fine. Then he finds Rachel. Now Rachel, he doesn't say anything about any kind of tnai. And now it turns out that Rachel had nidorim. So, this is the machlokas. Rav says, look, he obviously likes Rachel more than Leah, no? I mean, he didn't say any kind of tnai on her, so apparently, even though we know he doesn't like women with nidorim, but I mean, when a guy falls in love, you know, maybe he's mindful all of his wants, you know, I'll give up on this, give up on that. Whereas according to Shmuel, since he indicated how important it is for him to have a wife who doesn't have nadarim, he figures, okay, he indicated it once, and we're smart enough to understand that that's a given when he marries a woman. It has to be understood like this. It has nothing to do with any of the issues that you guys were talking about. Nothing. That's how I understand the Machlokas Rav and Shmuel. That's all. If there was only one woman that he was Makadish al Tanai, and then he was Kenes, Rav also agrees that, of course, he said Beferish to Tanai, what changed? He does not require in that case even a get. Omer Abaya, I don't understand. This is smart? You're saying this is a better pshat than I have? How do you understand the Mishnah then? The Mishnah is talking about, I mean, look, I was sitting in the Beis Medrash. Everybody understood the issue when it came to the Machlokas Rav and Shmuel that the Mishnah is not talking about two separate women. I mean, it doesn't say a word about another woman. So the matnita de b'ta'ut ishachati kichatnai is what it seems to be saying. And then he goes ahead and says, but if you took this woman, and I mean, we were sitting in the Beis HaMedrash, you guys just heard, we asked the Kasha and Shmuel, we said to you, to the Shmuel, right? Nobody came up with this brilliant idea. Oh, that's a different woman. Nobody. And everybody participated, the whole Beis HaMedrash participated on that basis. So that what we were talking about was the same woman, and the question was whether Tzricha get for the same woman, and so on. Fine, we gave an explanation, but we certainly didn't come up with the idea that maybe it's a different woman completely. I mean, that's not what we were talking about. So is it reasonable to say that if this is the whole discussion with Rav and Shmuel, so now suddenly, generations later, comes along the great Rabbah, and suddenly understands it means something completely different than they understood at the time? I find that very difficult to believe, I'm sorry. I mean, nobody is saying such a thing. So how exactly Eliyitmar Ochiyitmar? It's true, Rabba couldn't have just said that. What Rabba said was something similar. What Rabba said was, Amar Rabba, Machloket b'ta'ut isha achat ke'ein shtei nashim. Ava b'ta'ut isha achat greidata divrei hakol ina tzricha emena get. So in other words, what happened over here is, you're right, 100%. It's the same woman, no question about it. He made a tnai in the Kiddush. He went ahead and changed his mind about the marriage. And he never took it to the chuppah, he was megarish. Didn't work out. Like today, an engagement. There is like an engagement. It's had a year to think it over. It didn't work out. Okay, so he gave her a gift. Then, a half year later, he changes his mind. He says, you know what? I'll take her again. Didn't find anybody better. Wasn't so bad. He goes ahead now, and he's Mekadisher again. So there, Rav was saying that if he was Konsastan, and the second time he didn't mention anything about the original Tanaim that he mentioned before, so it's the same as taking another woman. If you take another woman, why should I assume that my feelings about woman number one would apply here? So the same thing is true over here, and therefore, why should we think that he was Semech on his original Tanaim? Where Shmuel says, look, it's the same woman. He made it very clear that he wouldn't take this woman if she had a netter. It's not that he ever found out that she had a netter. He didn't like the way she looked before, so he gave her a get. Now he changed his mind. But why would he change his mind about the netter? And therefore, we assume that the Tanai that was originally, he was Megala to everybody, that he didn't bother mentioning it again, but it's taken for granted. Of course, I'm not thinking about the fact that maybe she's got a netter on her. So that's what it's referring to. So betot aval betot isha achad great data. If there was never a divorce in between, and you're talking about the same woman over here that he went ahead and he was kones with the das of the kedushin or rishonim. Now what's the child? No, who would have thought that something had changed? There for sure he was being semech on the original kedushin. And therefore,
you know she has a
neder. No, how does he know? He doesn't know. What
do
you mean?
Why did he divorce her?
Because she didn't like the way she looks. I told you. I specifically spoke out. He never found out she had an adornment. There, obviously, if he'd taken her again after the sofer of a kibbutz, obviously that's not the case. The case is something else came up. Now he changed his mind about that something else. So even though Abaya, you tell me, look, everybody said it was the same woman. Nobody came up with it. That's true. But of course it was talking about that it was the same woman after it had been Megarisha once. That's what they were talking about. But if he had never been Megarisha, what's the Havamina to say that the guy would have now suddenly changed his mind about something that he made very clear that he was Makbid on? No way. That's all I'm talking about. Nobody holds that. Okay. So, if that's the case, continues on, let's see whether we could bring Raya's not like this. Eifei Abba. Kicha betaut ubepachot misha veprut. The guy now goes ahead, and he made a mistake in the Kedusha. We're going to see what that means. But we're assuming right now what kicha betaut means. Turns out that she had Nadarim when he had made a Kedusha. It shouldn't be Nadarim. The Kedusha was annulled. Or he was Mekadisher with an invalid Kedusha. Less than a shava pruta. Or he was a cotton at the time that he was Mekadisher. Cotton shekidesh. So now he grows up, now he's a gadol. Or now obviously he wants her once again to have a good kedusha. Okay. So we might think, shalach suvlanut, he now sends her the required watch for the collar, whatever it is they give nowadays, or a ring, whatever. So now that suvlanut, which is sent afterwards, now he's a gadol, or it's obviously worth more than a shavah pruta, it doesn't make any tonight. Enema kedushas. Shemachmat kiddushin rishonim shalach. Here she would not be mekudeshet because he clearly meant it on the basis of the original kiddushin. But im bo'alu konu, if however he went ahead and was bailed, so in that case he would have been kaidin. So in other words, the savlonut is not considered to be a new kiddushin. Okay. Mishum. Now that's one of Reb Shimon ben Yehuda and Mishum Reb Yishmael Amar. Even im bo'alu lo konu. So that there's no tzad that he wasn't being semich on his original kedusha. Now, hacha to taut isha achati. It says over here kicha b'taut. The case is kicha b'taut, and I'm assuming that kicha b'taut is the same kind of taut that we've been talking about. And nonetheless, upligin. We do find over here a machloket tanoim. You're telling me, Rabbi, no one in his right mind would have possibly thought that if it's the same woman, that he would now be going ahead and making a new kedushin that wasn't al das the original tanoim. I don't understand. Here's a bright that says beferish is a das of the tanoim like this. So what are you telling me that I'm off my rocker because I think that that's a machlokas? It's a beferish of machlokas in the brisa. And I assume it says to'ut. It means to'ut nedarim. Same case that we had here. No, it means to'ut not in something that had to do with his dad. It means to'ut in some halacha. Let's say it was less than a shava pruta. Less than a shava pruta mentions that case separately. That is said as a separate case. Kicha betaut. I assume the way to read this. Kicha betaut, meaning taut in the dorim. A or B. Pachot mishava pruta or C. Katan. Right. So we're giving different cases. In any of the above cases, when you said suvlanut, so comes along now the Tanakama to say the Savlanut are not considered to be an even be'ivah, it's not considered to be a change, and the Rabbi Yishmael is saying it is considered to be a change. No. That's all one case. It's a perushik on the farsh, kicha b'taut, meaning, don't think it means nadorim, kicha b'taut keitzad, what do I mean when I say ta'ut? Not a ta'ut that was dependent on his da'at. There nobody would have said that we think that he suddenly changed his mind. Ketzad, what I mean is, kitshava pachot mishava pruta. That's the example of what I'm referring to. Kegun, shekitshava pachot mishava pruta. And b'mayka mifre, what then would they be arguing about, according to this? They're arguing about nothing to do with whether he meant his original das. They're arguing about whether a person is aware that in kedushin das be pachot mishava pruta. So mar sava anim yodeh ashen kedushin das be pachot mishava pruta, and therefore gamar ubal ashen kedushin. Umar sava ain adam yodeh ashen kedushin das be pachot mishava pruta. Vechikabala daitara the kedushin rishonim ba. But this has nothing to do with the issues that I've been discussing at all, says Rabbi. A whole different deal. You're telling me a case where he said beferish what his das was? There's not a single person in his right mind who would have considered what you're saying, that a person may have changed his mind. Why would he change his mind? Definitely it would be al das, the original understanding. Okay, says so Gemara, let's ask another kasha on Rabbi. This guy's got it on both ends, right? Look, he's not going to put off sleeping with this girl. He likes her. So he'll make it a condition. Shouldn't be Bilal's does. But, I mean, maybe his parents won't like her. So he makes it a condition out tonight. It's a condition out tonight. And, of course, if they don't like you, well, it was nice knowing you. So, okay. He says, and that's understood, right? That my dad's going to like you. So the halacha is, says the Tanakhama, afa pisha lo ratzav mikudeshet. Reb Shimon ben Yehuda and Reb Shimon, no. Ratzav mekudeshet. Lo ratzav eina mekudeshet. So it says the Gemara, v'ahacha, now Rashi changes the gears to read. V'ahacha dita'uti sha'achati. Not that it's dummy, it is. It's the same woman. And nonetheless, pleading. So it's one woman, and we made now the tonight. There's no Gerishin in between, like you were saying, that we have to question whether he redid it on the basis. It's no Gerishin. He went ahead now, and he sleeps with her. And he takes her, you're saying, as one man, the armor of you is saying, look, once he actually sleeps with her, then that's it. He does not have, I mean, I don't know, you're saying there's no such thing. So clearly, a person, there's a sheet over here that holds in on what said, Bilat's note. And Lamaisa, I mean, he may have wanted to take her with such a tonight, but in the end, if he's already sleeping with her, he doesn't have endos that it should be a bilasdos. Says Rabbi, no, hatam ba'akam yiflegeh. It has nothing to do with the question before. This is a different issue. Mar sovra amenachi yirtzah av means amenachi yishtoka av. Like most kids. Yeah, dad really likes her. Didn't say a word. He didn't object, so I guess he really likes her.
And he turned white.
So that's the pshat. I'm not sure it's happening. He shouldn't make a big deal about it. So it's okay, right? He really wants. It's good. Whereas, so that's Amanachi Yishtoka. For a short place, he was quiet. So, good conversion. Marshav Amanachi Yitzhav means that he's Shiyomar Abahim. Yes, yes, a good choice. But in this case, hello, Amar Abahim. He just didn't want to object, but he certainly never said he liked her. This has nothing to do at all with the question that was raised before. Eisven. Modin chachamim l'Rabbi Eliezer. It might be kedai for us to wait to start this sugya tomorrow, for tomorrow. It's a rather complex. I mean, according to Rashi, it's rather simple, but it's not right not to say the other option. So let's just review what we've had so far in the Mishnah. So in our Mishnah, we have two very different interpretations, and possibly three. It depends how we understand the Machlokas Rabbah. The two different interpretations that we have are the question of the simple reading of the Mishnah. What does the Mishnah mean when it says Kansa? Does Kansa mean that he was Kones the same woman, without mentioning, and it was Stam? Or is this a separate case in which Kansa is Stam? That turns out to be dependent on a machlokas Rav and Shmuel. Because in fact, Rav and Shmuel argue about whether a person who was kones after making a tanai is being semech on his original tanai, which is what Shmuel holds, or whether he now, since he didn't mention it, ein adam atzei bilato bilatznot, and he now wants to take her irregardless of the original tanai. So if you learn that it could be irregardless, so then we could just read the Mishnah at the same case, since he didn't mention it. So if Kansa Stam, he went ahead now and he took her without further ado, so then in that case, he definitely meant to really marry her, and we'll have to go ahead and demand a get. But when it comes to the Yonim of Momenes, He made it clear he doesn't want to keep such a woman, and therefore there was no intent to give her a ksuva, and that would be a mistake. Tonight be fine, and everything's okay. According to Shmuel, there's no way to read the Mishnah as one long statement, because according to Shmuel, if we have a konsistam, then Shmuel says it doesn't matter. We go even according to the original tonight, and she shouldn't even need it yet. Therefore, Shmuel has a very interesting reading of the Mishnah. The Mishnah begins with a Mekadesh HaSa'isha, and then it turns out there's Nedarim. She doesn't need a get. Whether it was Kunis or it wasn't Kunis, doesn't need a get. Kunis is Stam meaning, and he had never made a Tanai in the Kedush. So two separate cases. Kitcha with a Tanai and then Kunsa, or Kitcha without a Tanai and then Kunsa. Those are the two cases in the Mishnah. One requires a get, the latter one. The early one doesn't even require a get. That's how he understands the Mishnah. Rava says it's not so partial. It's got to be talking about a case where there is a gerushin in between, and then there would be a konsistam. So then the question is whether we would say that since now there was a whole new act of kedushin without any mention of a tanai, over there indeed there's a tzad to say that he wasn't thinking about his original tanai. But in a case where he took the same woman and then he would be konsistam, nobody would hold. Not Rav, not Shmuel, nobody would hold that he has suddenly forgotten about his tonight. Why would he suddenly forget his tonight? So we have basically two essentially different ways and one variation on a theme, which is Rav, so far. As to why there's a difference between a ketuva and a kedusha, it also depends. So it's if we're learning the original pshat, so I'll leave it to Rav, there's an obvious difference. A person doesn't want to make bilato bilatznut, so he gives kedusha. But his intent is not to keep her as a wife, and therefore there was no intent to give a ketuvah. Fine. That would be why you need a get, but you don't need a ketuvah. As far as, what about if you're learning that? Like Rav, what about if you're learning the alternatives? That Lamaisa over here, he went ahead, Konsistam would be now a separate case, and that we assume that a person means not to take a woman with Nadarim. So there we had two possibilities. One possibility was that the get over here is only required by Rabbanim, because it doesn't look very good for a woman to be walking out without it being clear what happened. And the other is that actually the Tana is misupik. He's not sure whether this is reliable or not. He's being machmer when it comes to Isser to require a get as a suffix d'oraisa. And he's being makel when it comes to Maman not to insist that the guy gives a ksuva, because how can you force a person to pay when it isn't clear that there's a chiyuv? So far, that's all that we have in the Mishnah. And it's reasonably straightforward.